Speaking of elections.
Doug, where's Doug? Doug Erickson. Doug, where is he?
Donald Trump's favorite legislator in Washington state is from Whatcom County, State Senator Doug Erickson. Whatcom County, of course, way up there by the Canadian border. And the reason I wanted to talk to Doug is that a lot of people, you look around the country, and the one thing, the one common denominator in all these problems in all of these states seems to be how they handled mail-in ballots. And Doug Erickson said, well, there's a solution for that, and that is declare mail-in ballots suspect and not have a system that relies on mail-in ballots. Let's go back to the American tradition of at-the-poll voting. He joins me on the John Carlson Show this morning. Good morning, Senator Erickson.
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so if you were setting up an election system, how would it be different than the one we've got now?
Well, the most fundamental, important thing, I believe, is under the current system in Washington state and many of these newly vote-by-mail states out there because of the COVID, supposedly, ask one simple question. How do you know who actually voted the ballot?
Right.
And in a vote-by-mail system, there's no way to know who voted that ballot.
Well, there's one way. Signature match.
Signature match.
Well, wait, the signature, when you vote by mail, you have to sign the envelope. And when you send it in, they are supposed to, meaning elections officials at the county level, they are supposed to match the signature on the envelope with your signature on file when you registered to vote. And if they don't match up, then the ballot is set aside and might be discarded if you can't explain the variance.
Yeah, in a way, if signature verification actually worked, but if you go to some of these states back east, judges actually declared that matching signatures was illegal because it was discriminatory, because it brought into place an arbitrary decision by an election official on if a signature actually matched. So even with signature verification, there's no way to show who actually voted that ballot. How often does a spouse vote their other spouse's ballot? Do you vote the kids' ballots? Do you go to a place, you'll sign the ballot maybe, then give it to somebody else to fill out and send in? That's just one form of election fraud that's out there. But fundamentally, at its core, there's no way to know who actually voted the ballot. So I believe,
by the way, can I give you another example of signature matches that are suspect? A lot of signature matching is done by machine. Mm-hmm. And in Nevada, they recalibrated the machines, allegedly now. They recalibrated the machines so that there was like a 99.5% match between the envelope and the ballot, which is much higher than usual. So there are ways to play with the signature match. But that's
without a doubt.
Okay, but that you are absolutely right, Senator Erickson. There is only one way to authenticate that the ballot being voted belongs to the person that the ballot was sent to, and that is the signature match. And there have been problems in other states where the Democrats are definitely trying to get rid of the only way to authenticate ballots. There's absolutely no, and they're saying it's voter suppression, which is just madness, if you ask me.
It is totally true. And one thing, John, also, before I move on to the details of my proposal, excuse me, I just want to highlight on voter signification, signature verification, one more item. It's not the ballots that are rejected that's the issue. It's the questionable ballots that are accepted, because once you remove it from its security envelope and put that ballot into the bloodstream, there's no way to get it back out.
Right.
So even if we were to go back in and do a secondary look at the ballots, the signatures that were approved, and we say that one doesn't match, there's no way to get that ballot back out. It's in there forever.
Now, you would like to have people go back to the polls. And you know what? I would, too. I loved that tradition an American tradition. It made me feel patriotic to be joining all my neighbors at the polling place. But supposedly people like vote by mail in Washington. Poll after poll seems to show that people say, I kind of like voting at home and just being done with it. How do you get over that hurdle?
Yep, without a doubt, I think that has to come with education, because 99% of the people, 98% of the people are not going to commit voter fraud, John. They're honest people. They like sitting at their kitchen table, filling out their ballots, maybe bringing their kids or their grandkids in to look at what they're doing. I get that. But there is a contingency out there, and we saw it this year clearly in many of these states, of people who would like to do nefarious things and vote by mail. When you have a ballot out there for 3 weeks or 30 days floating around in general circulation, that's where funny business can occur. So what I'm proposing is we get rid of all vote by mail elections, return to poll voting, allow people to request an absentee ballot on a yearly basis. So no permanent absentees, but you can request one every year. So if you still want to be able to vote at home with your kids and grandkids, you can do it. You just have to request the ballot. It won't automatically be sent out. We should have voter ID at the polls, and if a person is unable to secure their own voter ID, the government will have a program to make one available to them for free. I also believe we should have 2 weekends before the election be there for early voting, so people can go into a polling place with their ID, vote early if they want. And one last thing I'll throw out there is I think that the election day, Tuesday, should be a state holiday. It should probably be a national holiday.
Well, here's my only concern with that is if you do have the system we have, early voting or vote by mail, it's people have already voted. What do they need the day off for? or people may have voted last Thursday,
True. It's a work in progress, but I do think there should be a mechanism for absentee balloting if you're not going to be in town, if you're going to be out of state, if you're a college student. But I also think you should have to prove who you are to have the ballot sent to you and request it for each year's elections, not just go on a permanent list so it's always mailed out. We have to get rid of these ballots that just float out there, go to addresses where people have moved from. You know, in Washington State, John, if you wanted to cheat an election, if a ballot gets sent to an apartment to a person that used to live there, all you have to do is put an X in the signature line and forge two voter witness signatures, and the ballot has to be accounted under Washington state law. So there's not even a signature match. You put an X, put in two witness signatures, mail it in. There's no way to track it back to the person that committed voter fraud, and it has to be counted in Washington state.
Well, that's a loophole, plain and simple.
Yep, I had legislation to fix that last year, but of course, my good friends across the aisle did not even give the bill a hearing.
And vote harvesting is allowed in Washington simply because it isn't already illegal. I don't think anyone foresaw vote harvesting, and the Democrats, the interest groups have jumped on it, and that has to be made illegal. And Kim Wyman simply said, well, at the very least, why don't we say that if someone comes to harvest your vote, they have to give you a receipt, and they have to have, they have to have registered to collect ballots so you can connect that receipt to someone. Oh no, that would be vote suppression. And they wouldn't accept Kim Wyman's amendment. So, but believe me, the Democrats do not want elections that are transparent, where you can more easily detect fraud. They want it harder to detect fraud. With that said, we only have a minute. Doug Erickson, what do you think about Washington's elections? How do you think, do you believe we had a free and fair election here in Washington?
Yeah, I think it's free. I think that it's fair for the most part, but there definitely is enough room within our current system for fraud to occur that swings elections. That definitely happens, whether it's on a small scale basis of 1,000 votes per district. You have 49 districts, that's 49,000 votes that are potentially fraudulent statewide, which definitely swings elections. We know it swings elections at the local level. So vote by mail is the least secure, most fraud-ridden way to conduct an election. Poll voting with photo ID and an absentee program that works is the most secure and safe way to conduct an election, so people know they can trust the results. And that's what we need to get back to.
I agree with you, Senator Erickson, and you're right. It's going to take education to make that happen. I got to sneak in one last question. Mark Mullett, Democrat, under fire from his own party. They challenged him with a left-wing challenger, Democrat, and he apparently is winning by 100 votes. What is the difference of the Washington State Senate with Mark Mullett as opposed to the person who was running against him?
It would be good if Mark is able to pull it out in terms of some areas. You know, he's a good person. On occasion, he'll vote with the more conservative folks on some banking issues or on a capital gains tax, perhaps.
Yeah.
Overall, we just got to improve the numbers of people who believe in smaller government. But hopefully he wins. He's a good person. But can you imagine being him and walking into the Senate Democrat caucus room where 90% of the people were supporting your opponent? And actually try to sit there and be a legislator. That's not a place I would want to be.
Maybe make it nice and comfortable for him in the Republican caucus.
You know, he's been offered. We would welcome him because unlike the Democrats, us in the Senate Republican caucus have a big tent, and we welcome all people.
There you go. Senator Erickson, it's great having you here, Doug. Thanks,
John. Appreciate it.